Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So I got my friend Pauline with us. Pauline is a healer and psychic medium. Pauline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm very excited to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. When you say you're a healer, what exactly does that mean?
Okay, so that means, I do energy healing work, and a lot of the work, believe it or not, that I do is remote healing. The person doesn't even have to be present in the room. And so I'm going to get into like a little bit of an explanation about the energy body so you can understand what's actually happening. Science has confirmed that we all have an electromagnetic aura around us. The aura has been established by science. And how does that work? They also have discovered that we have these little energy vortexes aligned throughout our body and then beyond our body, because our energy body actually is shaped like an egg and it exceeds the body. Like it's typically 3 feet around the body. Yogis have been known to go miles. They can expand their auric field a lot longer, a lot further. But the typical person is 3 feet around them. And we have these energy vortexes which spin. They look like little mini tornadoes. And basically what they do is they bring in what we call prana, chi, energy into the body. And that's what sustains life. So we have a series of these throughout our body. We have like 5 major ones. We have one that sits on top, which is a 6th, which acts like a funnel pulling in spiritual energy. And then we have one which is on the bottom, which draws in physical energy from the physical plane, from the earth core. And when they get pulled in, if everything's spinning correctly, like if you lined up 5 water wheels, right, and you poured water on the top, if they're all spinning at a wonderful pace, you won't spill any water. But if you have one that's spinning too fast or too slow, all the water will spin out and the bottom wheels won't get anything, right? Like, you know, so like when you were a kid, when you played with your water wheels. So the thing that an energy healer would try to do is recognize, like you can actually sense these. We become very sensitive and we can sense them spinning. And when one is spinning too fast or too slow, we can tell. And we try to correct that so that everything is in alignment. And the end result of this is that if you come in for an energy healing session and you're feeling stressed out and your guts, get that sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, or you have your heart is very heavy, or you have a lump in your throat, or you're just no energy, very depressed, when we bring the energy through and get it aligned, what it does is it brings energy to the lower center so that you have more energy, you have more joy, you have more peace. And you won't, and that sick feeling in the pit of your stomach is what we're trying to get rid of. And that feeling, heaviness in your heart, in your throat. But even if you're just getting like erratic, frenetic, if you're feeling very frenetic and restless, an energy healing session would greatly benefit because it would just align all the centers and you'd have this feeling of ease, the energy just be flowing through your body. So it's a pretty amazing thing. I do 3 types of sessions. I do private one-on-one in person, and when I do that, I use sound. I use Melchizedek method, which is a very high vibrational method, no hands. I do not touch. I do that purposely so that people can see that it's pure energy that we're dealing with. When I use sound, it's a sound vibration, which really breaks up energy. I also do 2 types of remote healings. And it sounds crazy, Kevin, when you talk about remote healings, like, wait, how is that possible? But the moon is 1 light second away. It takes 1 second for light to transfer from the earth to the moon. And if you think about that, that's insane. And our energy body acts on the same principles as light. And interestingly enough, my day job, I'm in optical engineering, so I'm studying the physical properties of light in my day job as an engineer. So it's kind of funny that I happened upon this type of engineering. But getting back to that, so when I connect with someone remotely, it's just as if they're in person. And I love doing the remote healings because it blows people away. It makes them more aware of the unseen world. They experience the same thing. I do personal sessions and I do group healing sessions. And I run a weekly group when I have a lot of people come back. And on my Facebook site, you can see that I've gotten a lot of great reviews from it. And I have a lot of repeat customers coming back who get a lot of great benefit. It helps with physical pain, a lot of back pain, stress, grieving, anxiety, pretty much anything that you can hold in the energy body. If you've experienced trauma and you're holding trauma or anger or not forgiving, it also helps with that type of a thing. So that's basically Energy Healing 101 in a two-minute nutshell.
That was awesome. So now,
okay.
The other thing about readings, so
right.
You mentioned that you do readings. I'm not that familiar with it. I know the expression. So, A, what are some of the reasons people would reach out to you for a reading, and what can they expect from a reading?
Okay. Great question. So I got into the whole readings angle. So I never perceived myself doing this type of work, and I just kind of continued to progress through it. I learned the healings by accident. And then the readings, I realized when I was doing healings on people and they were coming back, that at the end of a session, information would come. Energy is, we have our five senses. Our five senses basically translate energy for us and turn it into sound or vision or smell. These are all really what we're interpreting is energy, a vibration. So when you start doing healings, you become more sensitive, and people who experience healings become more sensitive too to psychic energy, quote unquote psychic energy, which is a normal, ordinary energy in the universe. But now, because we've learned to turn off the mind, as if you walked into a party, if there was a lot of loud noise and music, you wouldn't be able to hear the lady next to you whispering. But if you walk into a silent room and she's whispering, you'll be able to hear her. Well, psychics basically know how to turn down the noise of the party, so we can hear these whispers and we know what to look for. And it's really something that anybody could do. And this information that comes in for people in a reading is stuff that usually they're stuck on or they're tripped up on. And it coincides with a healing, because when we need to do healing, when we need to really change our energy body, we need to do it on four levels. We do it on the physical level, we do it on the spiritual level, the emotional level, and the physical level. And all of those have to work in concert, or you're still going to have a hiccup, because it's a very synchronized, we're in a very synchronized organism. The human body is a lot more complicated. There are many layers to it. And so when someone's coming in for a healing, if they're really angry, I can get their energy system aligned. But if they go back out and they remain angry, they're going to tighten up one of their chakras, and they're going to be out of alignment the next time they get triggered and they go into anger. So the readings are important, because it helps a person to identify the spiritual or emotional causes for what's getting them tripped up. And a lot of the time it's like early childhood, people will come in for healing, they're having issues in their relationship, or they're just not happy, or they're trying to figure out, should I stay in this job? Or, some people want to talk to grandma, because I also do mediumship. And like a lot of that is, a lot of those, like some of the things that aren't allowing them to understand what it is, what their next step should be, is like those voices in their head from early childhood programming, or what their friends think, or what their spouse thinks, or what they think a good person should do or not do, right? So all of this those layers get in the way. So when someone comes in for a reading, I connect to their energy, and I connect to their energetic team, which we all have one, whether it's a guardian angel or loved ones or source energy. And there's a lot of vibrational patterns around it. So it's easy to find the ones that are disruptive. It's easy to find the ones that don't feel good, because when I go into a reading, I get myself into an aligned state, and I know what my energy feels like. So when I'm next to someone, I know it's not my energy, and then I can decipher what it is as if it were my own. So that's kind of what happens in a reading. And so a lot of people get insights. We get these aha moments, or a different way of looking at a problem that they've been experiencing. So it's very empowering, very empowering. I love doing the readings.
Now, if someone is facing a life decision, can they ask for a reading focused on maybe their career or their relationships? Can they ask you to kind of direct the energy? Is that feasible?
Well, now, so, and try to coerce an outcome. And that is something that I don't do, Kevin. So, you know, you'll find people in this line of work, and they're like, we're starting to get the different modalities. But that is a really, really good question. I'm so glad you asked it. Like, my take on this is that I align with source energy, source, God, oneness. And I'm getting into the flow of the universe, and I'm here to assist a person in using their own free will to, you know, swim in this flow, right? And it's not for me to try to control that. The whole idea around, like, you know, what I believe spirituality to be is to get into the flow and get into the love and the light. And when we're encountering something, and that we may not like, or we may want a specific outcome, we're coming from a place of ego, and we're coming from a place of, this is what I need to happen. But there are other forces that are pushing us into a corner, because usually there's like some type of growth that will come from that, or some type of insight. And that's what we're here for. If we all came into this world, and the way I imagine it and the way I try to describe it to people is, if you picture the globe and you enter at the South Pole, and at the end of life you're going to exit at the North Pole, and we're going to take all these turns, and you have a whole globe of possibility. If you did everything like in a very controlled fashion and didn't allow any other things to enter, you're just going to do the straight line. That's not really why we're here. We're really here to take the right turn and the left turn and the country road, and I didn't like what I saw down that path. Back up, right? That's part of the question. So I feel like controlling, no, that's not where I come from, and I don't do that. I don't do any of that. Oh, spells and all that. No, I don't even read about them. Don't want to go.
So we got about 2 minutes left. You brought up one other term, mediumship. I don't really know what that is. Can you explain to me a little bit about what mediumship is and why people would use it?
So mediumship is, I got into mediumship because I lost someone very close to me, and I had always had experiences with spirits from the other side. I had precognitive dreams as a child. I literally got shaken awake from a relative. So these are all about connecting to our dead friends and relatives on the other side, and getting, you know, some type of a message so that we can prove that their consciousness still lives on. And when I do mediumship, I have to raise my vibration to connect to the loved ones on the other side and bring in messages. And usually when I bring a message in, I usually get a glimpse of the person, and I can describe them, and then I'll describe something pertinent in the relationship. A lot of the messages come in for me as like split second photos. I'll get like, or a split or a quick video. So it all happens really fast. And then I can also feel the energy because of the healing work I do. I can feel how someone was like, what their personality was like, or what their emotional base was. So that's very interesting. And it brings a lot of healing to people, because so many people have had such tragedies in their lives. And it brings some comfort to them that they know that this person is still with them and is still, you know, alive and without a body, basically. They've become more free. So that's what the meeting sessions are. Very empowering. I love doing them. They're always, always emotional, usually, for people, and always very healing. So
we got about 45 seconds left. Pauline, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Okay. You can reach out to me. I have a Gmail, which is paulineshaven@gmail.com. So Pauline, PAULINES, and then Haven, HAVEN, @gmail.com. Shoot me a Gmail. I'm on Facebook, Pauline Montero. And on, I also have a psychic page, Pauline's Psychic Page, on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, and I can get you the link for my Facebook account. And I think I'm also listed on your account.
You great. Sure. Pauline, really appreciate you taking the time to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have
a great
a good day.
Day.
Bye now.
Bye.